Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We are a little bit away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. What's cooking? That's brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. You hear that music? It is a football Friday. That means it is time for our picks. Our friend Joe is not in, so the picks will be just done by myself and Austin for this football Friday. Week 4 of the NFL season already here. Week 5 of the college football season. Austin, away we go.
Well, Donnie, last week was not good for our friend Joe. He went 1-7 picks. Do you know the one game that he got right?
Was it a college or pro?
Pro. Yeah.
Did he pick the Browns or the... He picked the Lions, didn't he, on Monday Night Football?
No, I picked the Lions, though.
Okay. Did he pick the Browns to beat the Packers?
He picked your Pittsburgh Steelers to win in New England.
Did. He did, yes.
And we did not.
We did not.
Donnie, you went 4-4.
Okay.
I went 5-3 because, Donnie, I think you and I had the exact same picks to every single game, except the Monday Night game. I had the Lions beating the Ravens. So that currently puts us tied at a glorious 13-17 record. Joe is at 10-20.
Oh, man.
So he is struggling after that week.
10-20 KDKA, that's what he's sitting at right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is listening to the high school football coverage tonight. Okay, here we go. Utah is 12.5-point favorites at West Virginia, Donnie. The Utes are coming off of a big loss to Texas Tech. They were ranked. They no longer are now. Who you have?
I am going to go with Utah in this game. West Virginia, a team that pretty much took everything it had out on that backyard brawl game. I do feel pretty good about the prediction that I made preseason. I think I had them at something like 5-7. I think even 4-8 is what I had West Virginia at. And I feel like they are going to be right around that point. They lost the Ohio game. They beat Pitt. Those games I just had opposite on their schedule. But I think Utah is going to go in there and win the game by 2 touchdowns.
I do as well. You know that? Remember that commercial from West Virginia that had them spelling the name of West Virginia incorrectly?
Yes.
Do you remember that commercial? That's basically what I think of the West Virginia offense. They really can't get things done correctly. They can't really get things organized. Who is their quarterback? Is it Nico Marchiol? Like, I don't know. Do they know? So I think Utah, obviously, ultimately, I should say, will win this game. Louisville is 4.5-point favorites at Pitt, Donnie. The Panthers, excuse me, win it at home at Akershire.
I am leaning towards Louisville in this game.
Ooh.
I think that they will drop Pitt to their second loss. So I'm going to take the Cardinals. Pitt will have one or two notable wins by the time the season ends. They have now multiple, I think, four ranked teams ahead of them on their schedule.
Yeah.
Florida State, they have the final three games of the regular season. You know, in true Pat Narduzzi and Pitt fashion, they're going to find a way to win one of those games.
Right, I agree.
They're going to stun either Florida State, Notre Dame, Miami, Georgia Tech if they keep winning. One of those teams will end up getting upset by Pitt. But I think Louisville goes in there. And you said, I forget, did you say plus 4.5?
Louisville by 4.5, yes. So it's plus 4.5 for Pitt.
Okay, yeah. So Louisville is the favorite in there this weekend. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take them to win the game and cover. I think they win it by at least a touchdown.
You know, there's always a Pitt everything went wrong type of game once a year, typically. Last year it was SMU. Sometimes you get that at home. I don't think it'll be this game. I think Pitt is going to bounce back from a week off after the West Virginia game, composed, ready to play, and they will pull an upset against Louisville at Acrisure. All right, Donnie, here we go. The rubber meets the road. Number 6, Oregon. Number 3, Penn State. Nittany Lions are favored by 3.5. I hate this line. I really wish it was 2.5. At 3.5, man, I think this is a field goal type of game. I really do think it's a field goal type game. I've picked Penn State all 3 weeks to cover. They have not covered once. A dumbass does it again. I will pick Penn State.
The hook is really enticing because I think Penn State is going to win the game. When James Franklin is a favorite, he almost never slips up. Now, he is a favorite here to a team that is number 6 in the entire country. But even if he was the slightest of underdogs or this game was a pick 'em, I would be all over Oregon because we know when James Franklin is a dog, he does not win. But he tends to have his teams take care of business when they are favorites. I think Penn State will win this game and they will cover Austin.
Wow.
I am going to take the Nittany Lions and the 3.5-point spread.
And a lot of this is going to come down to Drew Aller. How well does he play? This game for Drew Aller is going to change a lot of perception for people, either in a good way or a bad way. If he balls out, throws 3 touchdowns, whoa, Drew Aller is this big candidate for the draft. If he throws like 2 picks and 1 touchdown, Aller's might not even be top 15, top 20 pick.
Yeah, I mean, that's my biggest holdup with the guy. I mean, I don't doubt, you know, the size. I don't doubt the tools that he is able to bring to the table. However, we have yet to see him in a big game against a big-time opponent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Play well. And honestly, if they come out of this game and they lose and it's like a 31-28 game or something and Aller looks good,
yeah,
I'm not going to jump down his throat. I mean, if he's a guy that throws for 3 or 4 touchdowns and 250-plus yards, if he does his part, I'm not going to jump all over him. That will be all for James Franklin and, you know, probably the Penn State defense if it reaches that point.
Or turnovers.
Yeah, but if it is one of the games that we've seen him play against Michigan when they were great, Ohio State almost every year, where it's Penn State loses a slog like 13-10 and Aller is 10 of 26 for 78 yards, no touchdowns and a pick, yeah, he's going to get knocked down on the draft boards by people, and deservedly so. He has to have a big game at some point against one of these big dogs in college football.
I might have to take out a loan for how much I paid for the ticket, Donnie, but hopefully it's worth it for your friend limits come about 11:30 Saturday night. All right, to the NFL. Sunday night football, Packers at Cowboys. Green Bay is favored by 6.5. Micah Parsons, welcome back to Jerry World. And the Packers, I think, are going to stomp Dallas, and they will cover.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, too. I think Green Bay minus 6.5 is going to be my pick here. I know they got upset by the Browns last week. The Browns can play defense, if there's anything the Browns have to lean on, it is that their defense is always going to come to play. That will keep games close for them. That's not the case this week with Green Bay. They are going into a place and playing a defense that allows a lot of points and allows pretty much everything. We saw what Caleb Williams did to the Dallas defense last week. Jordan Love had a big game there in the playoffs. I think he can do it again. I think Green Bay can go in there and win this game like a, I don't know, maybe like a 27-17 type score. Like they will have it beyond the 6.5-point spread for most of the game.
Yeah, I think maybe 10 is the number I'm looking at right now. Pretty similar to you on this game. Like, I think ultimately Jordan Love is just the difference. It's the difference in a game like this against Dak, who I think is just a pretty average quarterback despite having really good numbers. Moving on, Lions are hosting the Browns. Detroit is favored by 10.5 in this game, Donnie. I think ultimately that the Lions will win it by 2 touchdowns, but I'm a little bit worried about this because we know, and as you mentioned, the Browns can play defense. I just think that it being in Detroit, in the dome, that fast offense, they're going to get to the Browns.
That does make me waver a little bit on this, but otherwise I am going to take Cleveland getting that big spread because I do think the defense can travel here a little bit. It could slow down Detroit the way we have not seen the Ravens defense couldn't do it. The Bears defense couldn't do it, but that Packers defense did in week one. I think the Browns can do that. Detroit's going to win the game and they could win it by 10 points, but they could not cover. I think it's right around there. I think the Browns can at least stay in this.
3 to go. Monday Night Football. Bengals at the Broncos. Denver favored by 7.5. I have Denver in this game. The Fighting Bo Nix and Sean Paytons will beat Jake Browning.
At some point, that Denver defense is going to remind people that it is one of the better defenses in football. And I don't know if Monday night is the night that Bo Nix breaks out of the shell that he's been in so far in 2025. But since he just played a pretty good defense and look how that went, they're playing another pretty good one on the road again, Monday Night Football. I don't think it will be pretty for the Bengals. They will be 2-2 after a big loss again on Monday Night Football.
Ravens are 2.5-point favorites at the Chiefs, Donnie. How do you feel about this one?
I almost feel like a sucker for thinking the Ravens going into Arrowhead against that coach and that quarterback will win this game and they'll cover a 2.5-point spread. But I just feel the Ravens have an offense that can put up a ton of points. The defense is weak. It is. It is not as good as I thought it would be this season, but I think the Ravens' offense would just simply score too many points. Kansas City's offense at times this year has been kind of a rough watch, oddly enough, with Patrick Mahomes. They do have some aging stars on that offense as well, like Travis Kelce. I know they're getting Xavier Worthy back, but I am going to take Baltimore to win the game by a field goal or more on Sunday afternoon.
3 out of 4 brutal games for the Chiefs to start the year. I mean, you get the Chargers, you get Philly, now you get the Ravens. I don't think that they're a Super Bowl contender anymore. I'm on record saying that, but I do think they win this game. Okay, Donnie, Vikings-Steelers. Vikings favored by 2.5. How do you feel about it?
This is going to be a fun one. A standalone game, an international game. We will have pregame coverage of this live from Shiloh Platenpour in Mount Washington. And I think the Steelers are going to win this game as a slight underdog in Dublin. I think they will win the game 23-20. They will not let the Minnesota offense shine on them for all 4 quarters on Sunday. Pittsburgh will do enough. Maybe a Chris Boswell field goal will be the winner at Croke Park. But give me Pittsburgh and the points in this game.
Man, I am conflicted on this game. I really am. I've been back and forth thinking the Vikings are going to win. I think there actually is something to the Rooney's going back to Ireland. Plus, everyone's picking the Vikings, which gives me a significant pause. Give me the Steelers 24-17, a little bit more of a margin of victory than many would expect.
There we go. Fan weather. That's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today, high of 75. The PM team is next. Great job by Austin and everybody who helped join the conversation today. Donnie Football signing off on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.